Hi everyone, you are listening to AstroVed Astrology Podcast. 2021 Gemini Moon Sign Yearly Horoscope. Gemini General. For the Gemini natives, that is, those belonging to Mithuna Rasi, the year 2021 may see a lot of fresh opportunities knocking the doors with regards to their career. But unless they learn to grab those opportunities and act upon them, they may not be able to see significant growth this year. The challenges you may face are because of the taskmaster Saturn is in your 8th house, Capricorn. And this may give both sudden gains and losses. Rahu will be in Taurus in the 12th sign. There may be success from April 6th to September 15th when Jupiter will move to Aquarius, your 9th house of destiny and luck. However, there may be some challenges from September 15th to November 20th when Jupiter returns to the 8th house of Capricorn on becoming retrograde. The period after November 20th to 2021 should be better in all aspects as Jupiter once again turns direct and enters Aquarius, the 9th house. In terms of finances, this year can bring some sudden monetary gains to you as well as losses. Gemini students will, however, have a bright year. The first half of the year will especially be very beneficial for students who want to study abroad. Family life shows overall positivity and you may be spending on festival and renovation. But be cautious with your spouse since unnecessary misunderstandings can occur. And also Venus, the significator of spouse and love, will remain combust from mid-February to mid-April this year. This year will be good for finding love if you are single, and those who are in committed relationship can even tie the knot. However, pay attention to your health. Gemini career and business. This year will bring various opportunities for Gemini natives, but it is important not to be tempted by all of them. First, find out which opportunity is the best for you and then pursue it. Jupiter, the lord of your 10th house of career, will be placed in your 8th house of hurdles during the first quarter of 2021. This may pose some obstacle in your career. But with the right focus and hard work, you should be able to shine well. April to September will be good time for you and can even get you respect and promotion at work. But from September to mid-November, you may need to exercise caution since your co-worker, superior or business partner can take advantage of your innocence and manipulate you. If you act wisely, you can have a decent career in 2021. Some people may get a job transfer. There are strong indications for traveling abroad when Jupiter will be in your 9th house from April to September. One should be careful while traveling, especially when Jupiter and Saturn are positioned in the 8th house together after mid-September. Divine technique for success in career. Guru Fire Lab. Gemini, love and relationships. 2021 is going to be special for Gemini natives in terms of love and relationships. This year, your attention and time will be towards your family members. At the beginning of the year, Jupiter and Saturn both look at your second house, which may create a positive environment at home. Some of you may get an addition to your family. Auspicious events can take place at home, especially around June, consuming your time, energy, as well as expenses. But over the year, some negative impact on your family is seen too, and you may have to deal with it patiently. The Sun and Mercury positioned in your 7th house at the start of 2021 may mean that your spouse can be prone to some behavioral changes which can impact you. But Venus will help you in January and during May-June to become closer to your spouse. Some Gemini native may also get married at the beginning of the year. Mars aspecting 5th house at the beginning of 2021 can mean that you will be strict with your children and discipline them, but do not become too harsh. Divine technique for marital harmony, Shiva Shakti Fire Lab. Gemini Finance. Finances look average this year for Gemini natives since Jupiter and Saturn's conjunction in your 8th house isn't as favorable as expected, but they both do not let you down either, since they both aspect your 2nd house of wealth. However, Jupiter transit in Aquarius may bring big relief for you and you may get financial benefits. The month of January, February, April, May, and September will be somewhat lucky for you since you may succeed in attaining wealth. Due to Rahu being in your 12th house, your expenses will increase and you may not be able to control it. Try to do some budgeting and stick on to the routine with regard to your spending. You may buy some new furniture or items for your house to cater the needs of your family members. If you decide to sell or purchase any property, immovable asset, take a decision only after carefully considering the pros and cons of it. Do not make any risky investment this year, else you may get into trouble. Divine technique for financial prosperity, Mahalakshmi Fire Lab. Gemini students and education. This is a positive year for Gemini students with a little disappointments. Many may go abroad to pursue higher education. April to September can bring in foreign travel and good possibilities for students. When Ketu is positioned in your 6th house, you can win study-related competition and attain immense success. The students who have finished their studies but have not got jobs will have to wait for some more time and keep looking for different opportunities. This year may be more favorable for students who want to study abroad rather than any travel related to work. However, students should be careful while traveling abroad and while staying there for their study duration, as luck may not always favor them. Divine technique for academic success, Budhan Fire Lab. Gemini health. This year seems to be slightly tricky in terms of health for Gemini natives because Saturn and Jupiter's conjunction in the 8th house and Ketu in the 6th house all indicate health problems, especially blood-related ones. Be conscious of your eating habits and lifestyle and avoid eating junk food as it can accelerate health problems. Take care of your eyes, stomach, and get plenty of sleep. Practice yoga and meditation every day, and this can help you avoid mental stress. Do not get emotionally upset by the ups and downs in your life. Take a deep breath and be patient, else your health can be affected. Divine technique for sound health, Dhanvantri Fire Lab. Simple remedies and practices. Wear emerald gemstone after consulting an astrologer or a gemologist. Donate green colored clothes to poor children and orphans on Wednesday. Chant the planet Mercury mantra 108 times daily. Om Shri Buddhaya Namaha. Add fresh coriander leaves to your food and eat a lot of leafy green vegetables. Help priests and elderly people. Feed crows and stray animals on Saturdays. Favorable months: April, May, June, July, August, September, November, December. Unfavorable months: January, February, March, October. During these not so favorable months, you should pray to your favorite deity and perform the recommended ritual. Thanks everybody for listening to this episode of AstroVed Astrology Podcast.